Now to South Korea, where President Obama has offered support for the country on the second leg of his Asian tour, amid signs that North Korea could be preparing a fourth nuclear test. Satellite images have shown increased activity close to North Korea's nuclear test site, although the country's intentions remain unclear. President Obama said provocations would lead to greater isolation of North Korea.
The North Korea situation is of direct concern to us, not only because it threatens our key allies in the region, the Republic of Korea and Japan, but it also poses a direct threat to us. Some of the missile technology that's being developed, the nuclear weapons that are being developed in North Korea, when matched up with a thoroughly irresponsible foreign policy, poses a threat to the United States.
President Obama. A number of mountaineers and their guides are leaving Mount Everest base camp. Their departures come as major expedition companies cancel their climbs after an avalanche killed 16 mountaineering guides or Sherpas last week, and conditions have remained treacherous.
Although government officials say a few teams could still try to climb Mount Everest, Sherpa guides said the majority would not do so, while others were still waiting and watching. Around 50 expedition teams were at the base camp, 31 of them for Everest.
Australian officials say they have all but completed their search of the Indian Ocean seabed around the point where they believe they heard signals which could have come from the black box from the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. No trace of the plane has been found, and the search area will be widened if the sweep is unsuccessful. Relatives of 50 Chinese passengers on the plane have continued their protest outside the Malaysian embassy in Beijing after officials failed to give them an update on the search.
We'll keep waiting here. Prime Minister Najib has said that his government has established good communications and relations with the families. So we're here to demonstrate to the world what his so-called good communication and good relations look like through the media. They have again deceived.
Well, there were about 100 relatives of the Chinese passengers aboard MH370 who gathered at the embassy today.